Welcome to a breaking news edition of MMA Rated Radio. I'm Ariel Helwani. The MMA world is buzzing over a report that Tim Sylvia is now dating Andrei Arlovsky's ex-girlfriend, Playboy model Patricia Mikula. The two were seen, supposedly, canoodling this Saturday at the Adrenaline MMA event, but everyone wants to know, is this duo for real? Well, are the rumors true? There's only one real way to find out, my friends, and that's to ask the lovely Mikula herself. So, Patricia, welcome to MMA Rated Radio.
Hi, Ariel. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing today on this lovely
morning? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just woke up and took my dog for a walk and just talking to you now.
All right. Yes, and I'm very appreciative of that. So, okay, let's get right to it. I want to work from the top and move my way down because it's the question that everyone's talking about. Everyone wants to know, are you dating Tim the Maniac Sylvia?
Me and Tim are good friends. We've been friends for a while. And as of now, we are not dating, though.
Okay, for a second there, I thought you were going to throw me a curveball because you were going the friends route. But you could say, officially, you and Tim Sylvia are not dating right now.
No.
So where do you think, I mean, the report that I'm talking about or the post that I'm talking about was from the great Steve Cofield of Yahoo Sports. He said that he's confirmed this or he's heard rumors about your relationship, even talked to people at the Miletic camp, and they have also pretty much confirmed that you guys are together. You're saying that this is not true.
No.
Now, were you with Tim at the Adrenaline MMA show in Chicago this weekend?
Yes, I was.
So how did that all come about? Because obviously we know your relationship. Well, first off, let me ask you, are you and Andre still together?
Andre and I broke up at the end of March of 2008. And we are not together. So that is it.
Well, I'm sure we used to talk to you when you guys were going very strong. So it's very sad news to hear that you and Andre aren't together. I'm sure a lot of, especially people in the MMA world, MMA fighters are, you can say, maybe happy that you are now available. But
I'm sure a lot of people are happy, men, and women both.
Men and women both, really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure a lot of women are happy that Andre's single now, and I'm sure a lot of men are happy that I'm single now. So.
Oh, I thought
but
you
it's
meant.
Life.
Women were happy that you're single.
Oh no! Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, maybe, but no, I'm just saying,
Yeah, of course.
Women for Andre and men because I'm single, but that's life.
Absolutely, that is a part of life. People, so let's then move. Because I'm just trying to get the timeline in all this. So you and Andre break up. Obviously, unfortunate. It kind of coincides with his departure from the UFC. Now, obviously, fighting for Affliction on their upcoming show on July 19th. And then we're here at the Adrenaline MMA show this past weekend in Illinois. And you are with Tim Sylvia, as you mentioned. How did you end up at that show with Tim Sylvia, who, might I mention, is, I guess one could say, sort of a rival of Andrei Arlovsky because they had the great trilogy in the UFC.
Well, like they mentioned before, Tim and I are friends, so he invited me to go with him to the show. And since I live in Chicago, it's a few minutes away from me. And even though I was Andrei Arlovsky's girlfriend, I'm also a big MMA fan, so I'm still going to all the MMA, events and fights. And I know a lot of fighters and a lot of fighters. And, just because I'm not with Andre, I don't feel that, that I'm not able to go and attend these events. So, like I said,
you're a free woman. You could do whatever you want. When you're invited by Tim, following, now that you, Andre, have split up, is there any reservation in your mind, though, because of their history together and because obviously people like to, rumor monger and things like that, that maybe shouldn't go because of what would come out. And as you can see, things have come out.
Well, I personally didn't think it was a big of a deal because there was a lot of, I look at it like this. I know maybe Andre doesn't like Tim or Tim never says nothing but about Andre, but I always told Andre that Tim is a nice guy, and that was always my opinion about him because I met him a few years back. And I personally didn't think it was that big of a deal, as I'm hearing from all the people now that I guess it is. But like I said, I'm free and I'm entitled to, you know, go to the sites with whoever I want. And
Do you regret going to the show with Tim just because of everything that's come out now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And you mentioned that, you know, Tim has always said great things about Andre. Does Andre have a beef with Tim, or is it just simply because, you know, obviously you fight a guy, you lose to him, you're just going to
naturally this is between them. I don't want right. to, you know, I don't want to say what was said. As far as Tim, he's never said a bad thing about Andre. So
let me ask you an interesting question.
You know, I mean, this is a sport, okay? People lose, people win.
Right.
Andre not only lost to Tim, he lost to other guys. So, I mean, are you going to hate every person that you lost to? I mean, I understand he lost his title to Tim, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, of course you lose to someone, you'll have obviously negative feelings, but hopefully it just, you know, ends in the cage. And, you know, you could always not like someone. Not everyone's going to be friends. But let me ask you, because there's always, you know, Tim Sylvia is an interesting character, and I think that that's one of the reasons why everyone is talking about this, because he's much maligned in the MMA world. A lot of people are, you know, critical of him. Some like him, but he's a figure that at times hasn't gotten the respect or love that he thinks he deserves from the MMA community. What can you tell us about Tim? You say he's a great guy. Why is he a great guy, and why do you think he's been so misunderstood by the MMA fans?
I think he, you know, intimidated by him because he's small. That's number one thing, because he's one of the, you know, tallest guys out there. And I think, you know, maybe like if somebody doesn't know him, he comes off as stuck up. But I don't think so at all. I think he's one of the nicest fighters that I've personally met. He's super nice. He's a gentleman. He's got a great personality. You know, never, you know, saw him being rude to his fans. So I was wondering why people say what they say, because if they get to know him or even talk to him, I don't think him is rude, and I have nothing but good things to say about him. So,
all right, and obviously I have to ask, because you know I have many friends out there. You know, I have good friends who are male and female, people that I hang out with, platonic friends is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
When you mention that you and Tim Sylvia are friends, is this, you know, friends that might lead to something, or is this, you know, your friends and that's it, nothing ever in the future? I have to ask.
Well, you listen, Ariel, you can never say never, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, there was guys that I dated before that I was friends with for 5 years, and we ended up dating. So you can never say never. Am I dating him at this moment? No. We're friends, so.
So you're saying there's a chance, though?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just joking. That was kind of my Dumb and Dumber my Dumb and Dumber show.
I know you are. I know you got good humor. It's okay.
All right. Well, you know, I have to also ask you, because in this report that I was talking about, this post by Steve Cofield, he mentioned that mm-hmm. he had this confirmed. He said Sylvia's tryst with Mikula was confirmed by solid Miletic camp sources, who said the Playboy model is simply, and I'm quoting this from his quote, a wallet and belt chaser. Now that obviously has to hurt. How would you respond to that?
My response to this, you know, people can say whatever they want. I'm a very independent woman. Everything that I have, I earned by myself, not by any man's wallet. And I personally don't care what anybody says about me. I feel like people are always going to, you know, they're always jealous of something. They're always going to, you know, they're always going to say things, and the people that know me very well know what I'm about. So that's all that matters to me.
Absolutely. You can't please everyone, is basically what you're saying.
Right. When I met Andre, he didn't have too much money. So, I was with him for 3 years, and I'm sure he can confirm to everybody that I'm not a wallet chaser. So
do you think that this is a case matters. Of just, you know, obviously someone distorting the truth, or do you think that there's anything out there that's happened between you two that would ever make someone say such horrible words about you?
I personally have no idea. I really don't know. I don't think it's anybody that knows me well, because nobody that knows me well would say such things. I don't know where these people get this information that we're dating, that we're a couple. I mean, yeah, we show up to the fight together, and you know, all of a sudden everybody starts talking.
Was it just you two at the fight, or were there other people involved?
No, there was my girlfriend was with us.
Okay, I guess, I mean, if you kind of look at it objectively, if you just show up to a fight, you know, you and another guy, then people are obviously, just because they want to try to find something, they're going to be like, oh, are these two dating? Because I think you reach a certain age in life where, you know, people, especially once the story of you not dating Andre anymore came out, people are going to start trying to link you up with someone else, and then you come to event with Tim. It's a very favorable story to report, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. No, of course. I mean, it's, you know, people always need to make drama out of something, and people that don't live, they go on the internet and then they write things, and they don't even know me personally, and they don't know what happened between me and Andre. They don't know what's going on between me and Tim, and, you know, they start writing. They add stories. You know, one person tells them one thing, they add a few words, and then a huge story comes out. So I guess that's what happened in this one.
Since this story has come out, have you spoken to Andre and or Tim?
Since when? Since
like the last couple of days, everyone's talking about you and Tim Sylvia. You know, just,
I mean,
to,
Tim,
just to
Tim
talk.
Knows. Tim, yeah, we yeah. did. We did talk. I mean, Tim knows what's going on.
He must be pretty psyched that he's linked up with someone like you, no? I mean, this is pretty good for his reputation.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not answering that.
There's a very famous story about Tim Sylvia that I just want to ask. You know, I'm not trying to see if it's true or not. I just want to know if you heard about it. That he was so happy when he won the UFC heavyweight title. I'm not sure if it was which time that he won it, but he was newly crowned champion, and he said it. This is from the horse's mouth that. Later that night, he engaged in sexual intercourse while wearing the belt. Just the belt. Have you ever heard of that?
No, never heard of that story. I'll have to ask him about it. Don't,
yeah.
Because that's kind of funny.
It's pretty insane, right? I mean, I don't know if the other people who would be holding the belt would be too happy about that.
Yeah, that's something, I don't know.
But it's a funny story nonetheless, so maybe you should ask him the next time you guys are together, just to see if it's true, you know?
Okay, I'll ask him.
All right, just a couple more things before I let you go. Obviously,
sure.
July 19th is the Affliction show, very exciting show. A lot of people are talking about it, Anaheim. And as fate would have it, Andre Arlovsky and Tim Sylvia are both fighting on this card. Obviously, Tim Sylvia fighting Fedor and Arlovsky going up against Ben Rothwell. The big question on my mind is, will you be attending that show?
I probably will.
Probably will. And now, are you going to go just as sort of a fan? Are you going as a friend of Andre's or as a friend of Tim's? What's your sort of status if you would...
I'm not answering that, but I can answer one thing. I'm definitely not going as Andre's, guest, because okay. Me and Andre no longer speak, so...
Is it at the point where if you're at the show, like, will you be rooting for Ben Rothwell, or you guys are still, you know, cordial?
You know, Andre and I were together for a long time. We lived together. You know, we were very close. So, of course, you know, he's a big part of my life. Okay.
Right.
I mean, it's best, and I don't wish him anything bad. Ben is a nice guy also. I met him with Andre. I actually never expect those two to fight together. You know what, Ariel, I'm very neutral about this.
All right. That's a good stance.
Very
to take.
Very neutral. Stay very neutral. I'm not routing for anybody, you know what I mean?
You'll get in
but
less
I don't trouble. I don't wish Andre nothing bad.
Okay.
I don't wish anybody nothing bad, because it's just the way I am, you know. He was a big part in my life, and it ended how it ended, and life goes on. So I wish him all the best in his career.
Shows just how classy of an individual you are. With this situation now, everyone talking about it, does it kind of sour you on the world of mixed martial arts? Are you affected by this? Do you even care that people are talking about you? Or, I mean, did you even know before I asked you?
Well, I knew about it because a friend of mine that's involved with the MMA told me that it's all over the boards and the forums. So, you know, I looked at it. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of sad that people that don't know me say these awful things. And but, you know, it's life. That's what it is. When you're in a public eye, this is what you get. So I hope that if people listen to this interview, they're going to understand a little bit more and, you know, maybe hear my side of the story. I'm not affected by this at all, because even before, as you know, Ariel, before when I was dating Andre for a long time, people had bad things to say about me, that I ruined his career, that I made him weak. And, you know, people that know, even Andre, you know, they can answer that. I know this, no matter what, people are always going to talk.
Absolutely. And the bigger you get, the more they'll talk. You mentioned that when we originally spoke back in the JerryPark.com days, you actually told me a funny story that one time you never told me who it was, but you said you were at a UFC post-fight event and a former heavyweight champion hit on you, but didn't know that you were dating someone.
It was not Tim Sylvia.
Oh, it wasn't? Because then obviously...
No, it was not.
What,
no.
Now can you tell us who it is?
No, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to say names. But it was not, I can tell you, it was not Tim Sylvia. Absolutely not. Tim's always been a very respectful guy, and he knew that I'm dating Andre, and like I said, we would be on a high buy level. So he never, he's not the kind of a person to go and disrespect Andre, knowing that I'm with Andre. So.
Okay. I sort of put one and one together. Okay.
No, it wasn't him. Mm-mm.
What else, you know, other than this craziness, it's been a while since we spoke. So bring us up to date. Anything exciting going on in your life?
Exciting? Yeah, there's always excitement in my life, as you can tell.
Yes.
Everything's going good. I have a few projects, but they're not finished. I can talk about them now. In a few months, I'll be able to talk about it. But other than that, everything's good. So, except for this little drama.
Yes, except for this little drama. So I'll ask you one more time before I let you go.
Okay.
Do you have any interest in dating Tim Sylvia?
Oh my goodness! Why are you asking me these things?
The people want to know. The people have summoned me to get the answers.
Tim Sylvia and I are friends.
Friends.
That's all I can tell you.
It's like that. You know, that's the famous line that everyone says. You know, we're friends, and then you find out either way. But it's just, I hate to hear you say that infamous line, because it sometimes opens you up to a lot more speculations. You need to say. You need to say affirmatively, you know, like with a lot of confidence, yes or no, or you could just say no comment.
Well, absolutely, I'm not gonna say no comment. No, we are not dating.
Okay,
we are friends. We are friends. So,
all right. Well, if anything does happen, will you let me know either way?
Ariel, if anything happens, you will be the first person that I'll let know.
Especially if maybe something good happens, if he breaks out the belt, definitely let me know also.
Okay. I mean, I will tell you, you know.
The dirt. You give me everything, right? But some stuff, yes. I won't say to everyone, but like the good stuff we'll share with everyone.
Yes, no matter who it is.
You know, I didn't ask you this question. Are you dating anyone right now? Because that would be probably the most logical question to ask.
Am I dating anybody? Well, you know, obviously I've been single for the last few months. So, right. You know, I go here and there on dates. Yeah. But, it's nothing serious, nothing that, you know, I'm not like in a relationship or anything like that. So
okay. Maybe we can break some other news. Like, are you dating anyone, any MMA fighters or anything that we'd know? Or
No.
No guys who used to have a mohawk and fights out of Maine, former UFC champion? Just joking. All right, Patricia. Well, you've been. I'll give you the forum. Is there anything else that I didn't ask you here that you want to sort of dispel, or did we pretty much cover it all?
I think we covered it all. You know, if people have any questions, they can always contact me through MySpace. I'll be more than happy to answer everybody's questions. And I don't know. I hope everybody understands this. What's going on?
It's a very serious subject. There's people's lives are involved, and rumor mongering never helps anyone out. So if you have any questions, just go to her MySpace and you'll find out the answers, is basically what Patricia is saying. Patricia, you've been very gracious with your time. I know this has been kind of a pain in your butt, but I appreciate you you talking about it openly with us and putting the rumors to rest for now, it seems. You and Tim Sylvia are not an item. You are currently on the market, so if there are any, you know, Casanovas out there that want to woo you, contact her via several means on the internet, and you might have your chance, right?
I don't know if that's that easy, but...
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I was just trying to give people hope out there, you know, just a little silver lining, but yeah, you're right. It's not that easy.
All right. Thank you, Ariel.